All right, he's getting worse and worse. A visibly weak Donald Trump had trouble answering questions in any substantive way during a joint press conference with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer in Aylesbury, England. Trump was asked about the starvation of people in Gaza and had no answer. He was asked about the Epstein files and had an even worse answer. Finally, he decides to make fun of Jimmy Kimmel less than 24 hours after Kimmel's show is canceled, taken off the air, and Trump uses this as an opportunity to try to get more shows canceled, like Seth Meyers and Jimmy Fallon. This is authoritarianism in the most brazen way, and we will continue to call it out. Let's just start from the very beginning, because from the moment Donald Trump landed in the UK, large Epstein Trump banners were being laid out right outside of Windsor Castle. This video, of course, was going incredibly viral. And then the next day, we had news reporters outside reporting it further.
Tower, we see that tower behind me there, Tom, currently white. Just a few moments ago, protesters, anti-Trump protesters from the hotel opposite, we think, managed to project some images on there. And what were they of? As you can probably see from some of these pictures, Donald Trump, Jeffrey Epstein, Prince Andrew, and Jeffrey Epstein. That could not be a little more tricky and difficult just moments after Donald Trump arrived here. So, yeah, you couldn't really call it a security breach necessarily, but in terms of the diplomacy and laying on the charm, I'd say that was a bit of a massive failure.
Donald Trump cannot escape his connection to Jeffrey Epstein. Then he immediately gets asked about Lord Mandelson, who was fired just last week by Keir Starmer for his extensive relationship with Jeffrey Epstein that was just revealed. They somehow missed it in the vetting, and new reporting revealed that this dude was very close with Epstein, so Trump gets asked about it immediately.
And impose sanctions. And finally, if I may, the elephant in the room, Lord Mandelson. He is no longer the ambassador. Do you have some sympathy with him that he lost his job over historic links to Jeffrey Epstein? Thank you very much, sir.
I don't know him, actually. I had heard that, and I think maybe the Prime Minister would be better speaking of that. That was a choice that he made, and I don't know. What is your answer to that?
Well, I mean, it's very straightforward. Some information came to light last week which wasn't available when he was appointed, and I made a decision about it, and that's...
I'm sorry, but that was so awkward and cringy. Like, you could not recreate that in the worst Office episode or the best Office episode. That was cringy as hell. The President of the United States, who looks old and decrepit, can't escape questions about Jeffrey Epstein, a known pedophile that he was friends with that he sent letters to. Then, Donald Trump is asked directly about Jimmy Kimmel. Listen, I didn't even watch Jimmy Kimmel's show that much because I don't have cable. I only have streaming services that allow me to watch certain news channels. But I respected Jimmy Kimmel. I liked what he did. And nobody should get their show pulled off the air because the president is a whiny baby. You know, it really makes me very grateful for what we've built here on the Adam Mockler channel because we're not beholden to a single investor or outside source. We literally just build it from the ground up. On YouTube, on Instagram. You can follow me there at Adam Mockler. I appreciate it all. But to continue, Donald Trump gets asked about Jimmy Kimmel.
Speech. Your Vice President, Vance, said that free speech is under attack in the UK. Do you agree with him? And Prime Minister, we saw the dismissal of a very well-known chat show host in America last night, Mr. Kimmel. Is free speech more under attack in Britain or America?
Well, Jimmy Kimmel was fired because he had bad ratings more than anything else. And he said a horrible thing about a great gentleman known as Charlie Kirk. And Jimmy Kimmel is not a talented person. He had very bad ratings and they should have fired him a long time ago. So, you know, you can call that free speech or not. He was fired for lack of talent. Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, free speech.
Donald Trump sounds like the Joker in this. And he's somebody that has repeatedly called for Jimmy Kimmel to be fired. Just look at this. There's a website that shows you all of Trump's Truth Social posts. And if you look up the word Kimmel, he said, in 2024, has there ever been a worse host than Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars? In 2025, he says, the word is, and it's a strong word, that Jimmy Kimmel is next to go in the untalented late night sweepstakes. And shortly thereafter, Fallon will be gone. These people have absolutely no talent. So this happened right after Colbert's show got canceled. And remember, the higher ups have incentives to appease Trump so their mergers can happen and whatnot. Then Trump says, Jimmy Kimmel is next. And it happens. And then a little bit later, he says, I hope that Fallon and Seth Meyers are next. So we have to keep our eye open. But to continue, Trump is then asked about Netanyahu and the demolition plus the starvation in Gaza that the U.S. does have leverage to stop when it comes to either Gaza or Ukraine. Donald Trump acts like we are the weakest country ever. When it comes to tariffs, he acts like we're the strongest country ever. He puts tariffs on every single country except for Russia and North Korea, and then he drops them on Israel right away because they're our ally. We actually have economic leverage. We have leverage we can use over countries like Israel to say, listen, you need to stop the starvation, allow food in, stop the demolition, help the rebuilding. But instead, Trump has this insane plan called the Trump Gaza Strip or whatever it's called. It's a continuous.
Uniquely, you alone in the whole world have the power to persuade Prime Minister Netanyahu to stop the demolition of Gaza City, to stop the starvation of Palestine, and to stop the killing of civilians. If not now, when will you exercise that power to tell him to stop?
Sure.
And then for both of you,
but you do understand about October 7th.
Of course,
you do understand.
So believe me, I understand.
One of the worst days in the history of humanity.
October 7th, 2 years ago. 2 years ago, it was a tragic, awful day. The attack was absolutely horrendous and should have never happened. But after 2 years of this war in the Gaza Strip, it's too much.
What happened? I have seen the tapes. Babies that are 4 months old and just chopped up to pieces. And you've seen the tapes, and I've seen the tapes. You're a professional, and so am I. And people forget about October 7th. I can't forget about it. So I want it to end.
Here's the balance take. What Trump is condemning here is the collective punishment of young people or of civilians who were living in Israel. We should all condemn collective punishment. I think it's messed up. The entire thing was terrible. I've seen October 7th tapes as well. It was horrific. But now, after 2 years of war in Gaza, we are seeing the same type of collective punishment on people who did not even commit these crimes. Trump then gets asked about TikTok, and this brings me on to a big problem. You know, I've been wanting to cover this, and I'm going to make a video about this later, so make sure you're subscribed to the feed with notifications on. YouTube hasn't been showing my videos sometimes, but later on, we're going to talk about how TikTok is being acquired by another right-wing billionaire. I'm going to make a full video about it. Trump gets asked about it.
And we, as you know, we did unbelievably well with youth, like at a level that no Republican has ever even dreamt of. And in what, you know, look, I think we won it for a lot of reasons, but that was a reason we won the election by such a big number. TikTok has tremendous value. The United States has that value in its hand because we're the ones that have to approve it. I specifically get the right to approve it. The people that are investing in it are among the greatest investors in the world, the biggest, the richest, and they'll do a great job.
It's people like Mark Andreessen. It's billionaires who have already donated to Trump and are now leveraging their wealth to buy TikTok in the same way Elon Musk bought X, in the same way that Mark Zuckerberg, who owns Facebook and Instagram, used it for a while to promote certain types of political speech, and he still is. So I just want to end off by saying this. We will relentlessly push back. Please make sure you go follow the Adam Mockler Instagram. Follow Adam Mockler on Twitter. We have a Facebook that is rapidly growing. We have a Substack. You can find it all below and subscribe to the channel because honestly, we are now in some sort of internet warfare where 10 years ago, the internet wasn't real life, but now we have the internet and internet memes translating into real life actions day by day. And Trump is kind of proving that. So I'll leave it there. I love you all and peace out.